Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on the Golden Eagle barrier draw?
Yeah, look, it was a fascinating one, wasn't it, guys? Most of the top picks sort of drawing wide. I mean, I'm Thunderstruck in 10. It's probably ideal for him. With a few inside, he's going to probably come into 8 after the emergencies if they don't get a run. So that's probably exactly what he wanted there, just to be able to sort of trail midfield somewhere in that position and have options to sort of get to the middle of the track if it's playing that way on the day. But not ideal for a horse like Private Eye. I know he drew wide in the Epsom, was able to overcome that. But it's a bit different at Randwick versus Rose Hill. It's never as easy, I don't think, to come from the tail there at Rose Hill, particularly when the rail's in the true position at Randwick. It definitely suits those getting out wide and running on most of the time. So not the ideal draw for him. Of course, the internationals, Maximal and Law of Indices, out in 22 and 19 respectively. So they haven't had any luck there with the draws either. They're going to jump from wide gates. I think Ellsberg probably and Apache Chase, two of the other winners. I don't mind speed horses drawing wide, but they've drawn 1 and 6. It's going to mean that Ellsberg from 1 is going to be able to just park in behind that speed. We've seen him be a touch more conservative this preparation, and he's going to get that lovely run on the back of the horses like Apache Chase. And Apache Chase, well, I know Evangelic's drawn 1 inside there, but he'll want to get to the front and sort of roll along and do his thing. And just having a look at his raw ratings yesterday, they definitely stack right up. So if you like him, he's right in the picture as well. And I know he's been the firmer post-barrier draw as well, about 13 into $9.
Davo, what's in store for Zaki?
Yeah, Clarkie, thankfully everything seems to be getting back on track with him. The blood pitcher's looking pretty good and all going well. He'll be heading to the McKinnon Stakes over the carnival, so it'd be great to see him again. Obviously, terrible luck there for Connections, you know, planning about a Cox Plate for a long, long time out, and then race morning they have to pull him out there. So little setback, but no doubt he's all getting back on track now. So looking forward to seeing him over the carnival, and I'm sure he's going to be pretty hard to beat as well.
This one's just in from our listeners, Brad. Hey, guys, can you ask Brad about Hungry Heart's chances in the Empire Rose Melbourne on Saturday? Is worth one more chance? Pete from Wagga.
Yeah, well, look, she's almost has probably been a touch disappointing this preparation, and whether that's going to be the right trip for her, that's some concern. I'm just having a bit of a look at the forecast in Melbourne to see what it's like. A little bit of rain down there, but we know Flemington copes with it pretty well, obviously. I'm not as convinced. You know, some people say she's no good on wet. I think she's okay on it. I don't think there's that much difference between her wet and good form. So, look, we know she's a very classy horse on her day. It's just where she's sort of at. It's always going to be a very, very competitive race, that one. Shaping up to be a cracker, actually, and very strong. So she's going to be among the main chances, no doubt, and I wouldn't talk you out of it, that's for sure.
Can Norwegian Bliss remain unbeaten at Canterbury today?
Looks that way, Jared. 2 from 2, very impressive at the provincials last time. Yeah, it comes to town and well-bred and in the right stable. Nathan Doyle doing a terrific job with his horses at the moment, and does look like she'll get the job done at the shorts today.
Okay, we won't mention, or will we mention, what happened yesterday with Little River, because we're looking for a scapegoat. We're looking for someone to blame.
Well, I've actually got to thank Loz there, because I don't believe in the mock whatsoever. I think it's, you know, I don't believe in it at all. But what yesterday did do is, as soon as that horse lost, it wasn't my bad tip. It was Loz's mock. So I've actually got to thank him for taking the heat off.
I took the pressure off you, Dave. Oh, look, I like taking pressure off people. That's what I'm here to do.
Do it in here every day. Yeah,
that's what I do, boys. I make you blokes look good.
That's it. What do you got today for us then?
Race 1, number 6, Green Flash. Look, it's a competitive race and no good thing for mine, but you know, Norwegian Bliss is a bit too short to tip, so I kind of went Green Flash in the first. Did enough first up behind a subsequent Saturday winner in Promise Success, and the step out in trip should suit. So around that, sort of around the right price, but should be right in the finish there in race number 1.
Race 1, number 6, Green Flash, $3 in favourite. Thank you, Davo.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.